This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. I'm Caleb Brown. The tax plan now floating in Congress would collapse tax rates while eliminating some deductions and increasing others. Chris Edwards, Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, evaluates the plan. Help us make sense of this tax plan. What's in it?
Well, the big Republican tax plan released this week doesn't really have that much new that we haven't heard from the Republicans for months. They want a deep cut to the corporate tax rate, which is a very good policy. They want to shrink the 7 individual income tax brackets from 7 brackets down to 3 brackets with somewhat lower rates. So that's good policy. They want to have a so-called expensing of capital investments. In other words, businesses would be able to immediately write off when they buy new equipment. And they would move to a so-called territorial system for big corporations. The foreign profits of U.S. companies wouldn't be taxed, which would be a good thing for the location of factories and headquarters for big corporations in the United States. So it's generally a very good framework. I am surprised that we're moving into October and the Republicans don't really have details of their plan yet. So frankly, they really got to start hustling their backsides here and moving legislation through the House and Senate tax committees so we can actually get this done by the end of the year.
How does full expensing in the same tax year for capital purchases, how does that change how companies would make capital investments?
It would be a big spur to capital investment, and it would simplify the tax code. So currently, when businesses, small or large, they build new buildings, they buy new machinery and equipment, there's very complicated schedules for the number of years they write off those investments and the method by which they write off those investments. Expensing means that every piece of equipment that a company buys, they would immediately write it off the first year. You buy a $1 million machine, you write it off the first year. So basically, companies, under the current code, when you write things off over time, inflation erodes the value of future deductions. So by allowing companies to write things off immediately, you save them that so-called time value of money, and you also simplify the code. They get the tax benefit immediately, which will spur greater investment over time.
Does this encourage businesses to go into debt or discourage it?
Well, that's a bit of a different issue. I mean, the current corporate income tax code is biased in favor of debt and away from equity, but that's because corporate debt, corporate interest payments are deductible, but equity is not. So a way to fix that problem is to reduce both the corporate tax as well as the tax on dividends received at the individual level. It is true that the current tax code is biased in favor of companies going into debt, which causes a problem, especially during downturns, because heavily leveraged companies will tend to go under. So that is one correction in the tax code that we haven't really heard Republicans talk too much about. I mean, there hasn't been much talk about cutting individual dividend taxes in recent months.
All right. So what about the individual income side? The big concern is who gets what tax cut, but does anybody's taxes go up?
Well, the Republicans, the big thing on the individual side, they want to lower the rates a little bit, and they want to double the standard deduction. And the idea there is that you would bring a few millions of individuals and families who currently itemize. You'd bring them over to a simpler system of just taking the standard deduction. So that would start to chip. Today, people itemize. If you own a home, you can deduct your mortgage interest and you can deduct your state and local income taxes. The itemization is a complex part of the tax code. We should ultimately get rid of it. So the Republican step to double the standard deduction is a modest move toward reducing itemization and moving toward a simpler system where everyone, you just basically have your income, you have a standard deduction, and you get to your bottom line.
I remember that Jeb Bush, when he was fleshed out some details of a tax plan that he was proposing during the 2016 campaign, began the process of at least looking at phasing out the mortgage interest deduction. How does doubling the standard deduction get us closer to that?
Well, there's going to be a few million middle-income folks who currently, when they're doing their taxes, taking the standard deduction or itemization sort of leads to similar results, and they'll be flipped over onto the standard deduction side. So that's a good thing because it will reduce the power of the lobby groups that are behind the mortgage interest deduction and the state and local tax deduction over time. The Republicans are continuing to promise that they're going to eliminate the state and local tax deduction, which is a good thing. Ronald Reagan, in his 1986 tax reform, tried to eliminate the state and local tax deduction because, as he said, it is a subsidy to the high tax state governments in places like New York and Connecticut. So that is would be a very positive step if in this tax plan we could get rid of the state and local tax deduction.
How does that tax deduction function right now? Who benefits?
Well, essentially, if you own a home, you got a mortgage interest deduction, you take that, and you also take a deduction for income, state income taxes paid and local property taxes paid. So if you eliminated that state and local tax deduction, you would eliminate the subsidy for the high tax states to increase their taxes. It would make states more competitive with each other over tax rates, which would be a good thing. Also, more people would take the standard deduction if that itemized deduction was no longer there.
Does eliminating the state and local tax deduction, does that change states' behavior with respect to taxation?
Currently, because state and local taxes are deductible against federal returns, it encourages states to raise their income taxes because they know that the effect will partly be blunted by federal deductibility. So places like New York and New York City can get away with these very high individual income tax rates because the high earners know that they're able to deduct against the federal return. You get rid of this federal, state, and local deductibility. There will be more pressure on state politicians to keep their income taxes down.
There was concern before this tax plan was announced that 401ks might again be targeted for some change in the tax treatment of contributions to 401ks. That doesn't appear to be in this plan, and as we were talking before recording, you said that's dead on arrival if it were to have been included.
Well, the provisions in the individual tax code that benefit savings, such as 401ks, are very, very popular, and it seems to me there's no way politicians will take those benefits away or cut back on those benefits. I've proposed a new savings benefit in the tax code called universal savings accounts, which would benefit all Americans. One of the problems with 401ks is they're tied to employment, so only people who work for companies that provide 401ks get that benefit. This idea of universal savings accounts would be sort of like Roth IRAs, but all American individuals and families would be able to take them. You'd be able to put after-tax money away in these accounts, and the government would never tax it again. So Canada and Britain have introduced these accounts, and that is something that I know Republicans have been thinking about, and we may see that in a final bill when it moves through Congress.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute and editor of DownsizingGovernment.org. Subscribe to and rate the Cato Daily Podcast at iTunes and Google Play, and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.